WJBC.
Redbirds victorious, 76-65 over Valparaiso. The record back to even 500, both overall and in the Missouri Valley Conference. 11-11 overall, 5-5 in the MVC. So 8 regular season Missouri Valley games to go, one against each of 8 teams, all but Indiana State. That's the only team that the Redbirds have already played twice. They split their 2 games with the Sycamores. Next up is Missouri State. That's on Tuesday night in Missouri, at Springfield, Missouri, at JQH Arena. 7 o'clock start will be on the air at 6 with coverage of that one. The next home game is a week from today. It'll be an earlier start, 3 o'clock. Evansville will be here for that contest. Let's look at some individual numbers. The Redbirds have 3 guys who came into the game averaging between 16 and 17 points per game, and all of them finished above their average, albeit 2 of them just barely. Malik Yarbrough scored 17. Keyshawn Evans scored 17. Phil Fain scored 24. So Illinois State's big 3 scored 58 of the 76 Redbird points. Nobody else with more than 7. Madison Williams did score 7, 6 for William Tinsley, and nobody else with more than 2 points. The rebounding leader was Phil Fain. He had 9. Malik Yarbrough backed him up with 8, and William Tinsley had 7. It was a very good day on the boards for the Redbirds. The assist leader was Malik Yarbrough, 7 assists. And we did mention 5 turnovers, but he also had 3 steals. It was a great game for Malik. He fouled out eventually, but still just a fantastic performance by all 3 of the so-called Big three, the triumvirate, I like to call them, for the Birds.
Yeah, the scoring was very good for those 3, but look at the balance and rebounding, Dick. I think that's more impressive to me because we haven't been rebounding the basketball all that well, and to get 7 out of 2 guys, 8 out of 1, and 9 out of Phil Fain, that's good rebounding and a 44-29 advantage on the boards. That's huge.
For Valparaiso, their leading scorer with 20 points was Bakari Evelyn, 17 for Derek Smits. That's well above his average, 16 for Tavon Walker. So they had kind of a triumvirate of their own, but they weren't as good as the 3 for the Redbirds, who led the Birds to this 76-65 win over the Crusaders of Valparaiso. We're joined by Dan Muller. And Dan, a much-needed victory. Your guys obviously played with some emotion out there and got it done.
Played with a whole bunch of emotion and passion. Thought that was the best defensive game we've had all year. Although Bradley, you go back to South Carolina's and Tulsa's, but the best in a long time. Played with great energy. You know, clearly Phil Fain was special tonight, as he is a lot of nights, but just locked in. I thought everybody who played tonight did really good things on the defensive end, especially. We didn't finish. It wasn't a real clean, pretty finish, but probably 37 minutes of really good basketball.
Yep. Our post-game conversation, by the way, with Coach Dan Muller is brought to you by Brad Barker Honda. Where you are more than a customer, you are family.
I saw a lot of energy over there, not only from you, but from your managers and the kids on the bench. That was the most energy I've seen out of your team, I think, all year. Everybody, top to bottom.
Yeah, and, you know, I told the team before the game, you know, I've done a poor job of coaching with energy when we're not playing well. I've tried to coach, but I told myself I didn't care what the score was. Now, we were up, you know, but I didn't care what the score was. I was going to coach with as much energy as I could because that's what these players deserve. And if, you know, we challenged everybody in the locker room to do the same thing, and I think you saw that. Shortened the rotation a little bit. A lot of guys played, you know, good solid minutes and got some rhythm. I think that helped, but that energy is what we need. You know, it's what you're supposed to do in college basketball.
The energy on the rebounding end and the energy going after those 50-50 balls. I mean, you guys looked like and a very aggressive team going for the loose balls. That was fun.
Yeah, you know, the problem is it stood out because we haven't done that. You know, the reason why it was so impressive is because you don't see it on a nightly basis, and that's who we need to become. Now, we didn't do any dive drills or any rebounding drills we haven't done, we just talked about playing with energy and passion and going for that ball and, you know, just being sick of how we've been playing and doing something about it. And so we to have a night where we go 4-for-23 from three and still have a nice lead most of the game and play the way we played, that's pretty impressive, because this team, usually when we've played well, we've made a lot of threes.
And the energy, the smiles on the face, the body language, it was all back.
Yeah, for sure. And again, we had a lead most of the game, and the challenge is if you don't have a lead, what happens? But who knows if we'll face that situation. But we keep talking about it. I just like the feel of our team. We've had good practices even before the last two games. We've had pretty good practices, and yet on game night we haven't brought that same competitive fire. What you have to do is you have to lose yourself in the game. And the more energy you have and the more you're focused on just playing hard, the easier that is to do and not worry about the referees or the score or fouls. And that's what we've been preaching to our guys all year. Hopefully we can do that again moving forward. I mean, honestly, you have to do that every night, not just, one out of two or three out of four. That's how you're supposed to do it every night.
You mentioned 4-of-23 from three, Dan, but you shot about 48% for the game. You were 24-of-35 inside the arc. That's amazing.
It is amazing, and that would kind of say, well, why didn't you go inside more? They went to that zone quite a bit, and we had really good looks. I tell you, we probably had 8 threes that hit back rim, and they were right on line, good shots. But that was the other thing I talked about. I wanted the guys to be aggressive tonight. And, we had 15 turnovers, which is too many, but I didn't really bring it up much. I was just focused on the energy level, the passion, the body language, the commitment to kind of what we're doing, and we had that. And so I can take bad shooting. Most of them were good shots that barely missed, and if we would have made them, we would have broke it open more. Just the defense was what I was looking for, the 50-50 balls, the energy. Our bench was terrific. Our starters were great. Phil goes down, and probably could have went back in, but Munn said, hey, if you can keep him out, it'd be smart. So I kept him out and had some funky lineups there towards the end. But just really happy and proud of the guys. And yet we know that we've got 2 days and we prepare for a tough road game, and we haven't been very good on the road. So we got to take this show on the road is what we need to do next.
You mentioned Phil. He should be okay from what
I would. I would think so. I mean, all I know is that his knee hurt. And Munn said, hey, if you can keep him out, it'd be smart.
Yep.
Phil wanted to go back in.
Sure.
I assume he's fine. But I don't know the specifics of it.
Rebounding, you gave up 8 offensive rebounds, 2 in the first half. Yeah. This is as good a defensive rebounding game as you've had, I think.
We had guys flying in there with 2 hands and going for the ball like we need to do. We did let up in the second half. We had a couple guys that went flat out. But William Tinsley did not rebound in the second half like he did in the first half. Doubt it didn't rebound very well the entire game. But other than that, I mean, Keyshawn dives for that ball. Madison's flying out of bounds, gets that ball. So it was the rebounds around the rim and also chasing some down from our guards, which is what it takes. We did have a couple smaller lineups in. They play small, so it's not a huge issue. But that was, like a lot of things tonight, that was the best rebounding focus we've had all year. And we should have that every night.
Yeah. When you play, you mentioned the turnovers. When a team plays with extra aggression, extra energy and intensity, do you expect maybe a few more turnovers under that sort of an environment?
You can, depending on the team that you play. Are they pressing or what have you? Malik just had a few that were just like, what in the world? Like, dribbled off your foot plays. And so those were unforced. Maybe a little tired, lost his balance. But those were the ones where then Elijah got a steal and kind of was all nervous. And every time he gets a steal, he wants to go dunk it, and then he forgets how to dribble. But I thought Elijah was terrific today. So I don't know if that's why we had turnovers tonight, but that certainly can happen. But, again, I'm okay with more turnovers if we're playing with that type of focus and energy and edge and competitive level.
The kids really seem to have fun tonight, and you don't see that a lot, in college basketball, but they seem to really be enjoying the game.
It's a fun game. You want them to, and you want the fans to, you want the coaches to. By the way, the crowd for the 9 o'clock, yeah. Students were terrific.
Yeah, college students, yeah.
Yeah, they're just getting ready to go out.
Over 5,000, and they were pretty vocal.
Yeah, they were. I mean, we had some calls where they didn't agree with. Neither did I. But
well, I want to ask you about one of those before we go.
I know which one. Maybe you can explain it.
It appeared to us, and it obviously appeared to just about everybody here, that they had called that out of bounds off of Valparaiso.
So it appeared to me.
Exactly.
And I thought it was clearly out off them.
Right.
I don't think it was even a question.
But even beyond that, of course, what they need to communicate to
correct.
You that they made the other call.
I mean, we're literally standing there trying to take the ball out of bounds.
Right.
As a referee, you do not hand the ball in college. In the pros and overseas, you hand that ball. But in college, you have to clearly articulate whose ball it is, which everybody in the arena thought it was ours except for apparently – and I'm not – look, it's a tough job. But that call was, I thought, handled poorly. But, you know, you miss some calls, you make some calls. But that was an interest. I've never seen that.
But the disturbing part of it is not that they may have gotten the call
right.
wrong.
It's that the fact that they gave the ball to him to take out when we're standing there literally trying to take the ball out.
Right.
And I thought he called this way. But he said he called gold ball, and that's fine. And I said, well, you got to wait till we know that. I mean, clearly we didn't know that.
Right.
But regardless. Thought the crowd did a great job of expressing their displeasure with that and many other calls.
Probably better than we did over here.
Oh, we did, but not as vocally as the 5,000 plus who were here.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Madison Williams' dunk was awesome.
Oh, yes, yes.
What were you so upset about?
He got fouled. I mean, he got hammered on the dunk. The kid fouled it.
So you were all right with the technical?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
100% all right with the technical. It's an emphasis. If you show a guy up and you yell at him or stand over him, it's technical, and it should be. I was 100% fine with that.
Okay.
He got hammered. Call the foul. And maybe if you call the foul, you don't get the technical. Maybe not. Who knows? That's the only thing I was arguing.
But all of that aside, it was
a
fantastic play.
It was fantastic.
Well, and a fantastic night, Dan. Congratulations on the win. And as you said, now you're looking to play like this away from Redbird Arena.
Take this show on the road. Two more days of practice without a day off. Which I'm glad. I think that's good for this mm-hmm. team right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can keep it going starting tomorrow, and it comes quick. We're going to be playing a team that's going to be scratching and clawing. You know, lost two in a row.
They lost a tough one today. Yeah.
Right. They've had a couple guys out with a freak accident. Who knows if they'll be back? But we'll be going to play a desperate team, and we know what it's like to feel desperate. So
sure.
We've got to go in there with the right mindset.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Coach.
You. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Dan Muller's Redbirds win, 76-65 was the final. Our postgame conversation with Coach Muller, brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer, you are family. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more here at Redbird Arena in just a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball from... Birds win it. The final was 76-65. Illinois State now 11-11 overall. Back to even 500 in the conference as well at 5-5. William Tinsley, 6 points, 7 boards in 29 minutes of playing time. And William, you guys played with a lot more energy, it appeared, than you have recently.
Yes, sir.
What prompted that, would you say?
You know, after that loss, we had those two embarrassing I want to say embarrassing when we lost to UNI, but we're not cussing. We don't like to lose. Coach stressed that a lot. He wanted us to turn the page and, you know, be more mature and just go out, be more focused, be more determined to play hard, play for the fans here at Redbird and never just protect home court.
It's easier to do that, I assume, at Redbird Arena
yes, sir,
than it is
energy
elsewhere.
That. Yeah, that's our problem. We play. We show up when we play here at home, but when we are away, we just get too into our minds, and we don't play to our peak. So,
what was your focus coming into tonight's game?
Oh, we needed to win bad.
No, you personally.
Oh, need rebound, play defense, shoot the ball like I know I can, and.
The little mid-range game is starting to come
it's
up.
It's developing.
Quick
it's
little turnaround
yes,
the lane
sir.
Was nice.
Yes, sir.
And you've been a solid rebounder all year, but a huge percentage of your boards have been on the defensive
yes,
end.
Sir.
You had, I believe, 3 offensive rebounds mm-hmm. in this game. Do you feel you should be getting more offensive
easily.
Rebounds?
That's what Coach, he stressed me. I can get 10 boards a game if I wanted to. It's just a ball mindset. Oh, you have to be tough. A lot of hustle. It's hustle points, basically. So.
Well, an important win because you guys were a little bit on your heels coming into this game. Now you got to go do it on the road.
Yes, sir. And Missouri State.
That's been harder to do. Mm-hmm. What do you remember about that first meeting with Missouri State?
Yeah, we played well. CBS was here when we were at home. Our focus was elite. We had great focus. We just have the same carryover like we did the first time we played them.
Yeah.
How did you play?
I didn't play too bad. Play solid.
You could play defense. Better.
Yeah, I could play way better. Okay. Always could play way better.
Well, congrats, William.
Appreciate
that. A great performance. It was a nice game to watch.
Sir. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, William.
William Tinsley, our player guest out of Colfax, Illinois. He was a big part of this victory, the 76-65 verdict over Valparaiso. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with a little bit more in just a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield. Redbirds win it by the score of 76-65 over Valparaiso. We've talked with William Tinsley, but we'll get a chance here to talk to a second Redbird player, Keyshawn Evans, one of the three Redbirds who scored at least 17 points. Keyshawn had 17, including 8 from the free throw line in 9 attempts, 4 rebounds and a couple of assists as well. Keyshawn, it was an emotional performance for you guys. You just looked a little more full of energy. How did you come out with that energy? Where did that come from?
Probably we just kind of learned from last game and like how we finished last game. So we just wanted to come out, you know, just play for as close as we could the 40 minutes of that intensity and, you know, passion that we had. So you know, we just kind of went out there and didn't care about winning or losing, just went out there and played. It was fun.
You seem to be having everybody, including you, seem to be having more fun playing tonight than you have the past couple of weeks.
For sure. Because, I mean, we haven't really been playing with passion and energy like we should have, and that's my fault, in my opinion, because I'm one of the guys that's just, you know, loud and talk a lot. So I just wanted to come out there and go out here and make a point, that, you know. And, you know, we had some big plays. Madison with the dunk kind of gave – everybody energy.
That everybody was a spectacular
no
play.
One was tired after Madison dunked. After that dunk, nobody was tired. Nobody asked for a sub, nothing.
There were some spectacular plays in this game. That one probably leads the way, but Phil Fain with some incredible shots.
Couldn't stop him. I mean, that's what we always say, that if you're not going to necessarily double team him immediately as soon as he gets the ball, I feel like we shoot 60% from the field. Like, you – a lot of, not even that we're like, just because he's my teammate, but statistically, I mean, you can't really stop him unless you double team him. You got to make him get rid of it. And, you know, he was just, you know, we just kept giving him the ball. We kept trusting him to, you know, make plays, and he ended up, you know, having a great night.
Yeah. I especially liked you going after some loose balls tonight. I haven't seen that part of your game before. That was nice.
Coach Muller has been getting on me about that.
So I like
the first loose ball I saw.
Yeah, you ought to put on a helmet the way you were going after him tonight.
Nah,
that was nice.
I was in there, head first.
Well, that's
hair first or head first?
Hair okay. first.
Okay. Hair first. Hair and then the head.
Yes.
And then the neck. Yeah. And then we could go the rest of the way, but that's, I think everybody gets the idea.
Yes, sir.
The three for the team, and you made 3 of the 4 threes that you guys made, but 4 for 23 from three, but inside the arc you guys were fantastic offensively. Yep. It's interesting that this team that's so reliant on scoring points from outside the arc can have a big offensive game without shooting the three.
Yeah, definitely going into halftime, you know, we shot a lot of threes, even though they couldn't really stop Phil. We just made sure we wanted to say keep getting them the ball, and they were, you know, with me and telling me to knife the gaps and get in the paint a little bit, you know, and it got me a couple threes the second half. And then, you know, we still wanted to just get inside because, I mean, we got Phil in there, so why not go to him every time you can, so.
Yep.
Well, for sure.
Great win.
Yes.
Now a chance to do this on the road here
big time.
In short time.
Yeah, exactly. We got it. Practice tomorrow. Get ready. We'll be ready by Tuesday.
Practice today or later today? What time is it? We're not used to being out this
later
late.
Today.
Yeah. We got 26 minutes left of this day, so Keyshawn is right in saying it's tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
But Coach Muller made the point that he's kind of glad that you guys don't have a day off right now. He kind of wants to keep the momentum going.
You
go along with that?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm you know, I don't really think about off days that much anyways. I mean, they always help, but you know, as much fun as we had out here. So if we keep that going, every game is going to be as fun as it was tonight. We don't need an off day. All right. We can just keep going.
Well, let's just make every game as fun as this one was.
For sure. Definitely.
Keyshawn, thanks a lot.
Thanks, no Keyshawn. Problem.
Keyshawn Evans, a 17-point performance for him as the Birds win 76-65 over Valparaiso, and now look forward to their game at Missouri State. That's a 7 o'clock start on Tuesday night. And we'll be on the air, of course, from Springfield, Missouri. Our coverage starts at 6. A reminder that the Redbird women are back in action right here at Redbird Arena tomorrow at 2. Greg Hallbleib will have that one on the Redbird Sports Network as the Birds take on Northern Iowa. My thanks to our in-studio producer, Blake Haas, and my colleague, Mike Matthews, Dick Ludke, here at Redbird Arena. Repeating the final score one more time, the Birds 76 and Valparaiso 65. So long for now, folks. This has been Illinois State Redbird basketball from Learfield.